Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Vince Gutierrez from movementthinker.org. So I'm listening to a podcast from 2019, Cash Flow Education, one of the Kiyosaki podcasts from the Kiyosaki group. Sorry, I don't remember the name. I was just listening to a little bit. And they're talking about how AI is going to revolutionize what's happening. And you know, that was 2019. We're in 2023, so we're 4 years later, and we're really starting to see, you know, AI taking over, producing videos, producing music. Give me a second. Brandon Smith using AI in what he's doing for promotion. I don't know everything, but I just know that he's promoting AI in what he's using, and that's awesome. Great for him. And then, you know, I think about the other side of that, you know, the PTs that are afraid that AI is going to take over our jobs. And, man, I could see it coming, you know. I mean, maybe not AI taking over our jobs, but what I can see is insurance companies using AI to rehab, maybe not call it physical therapy, but to rehab a patient prior to approving physical therapy being used, you know. And I think this has the potential to hurt a lot of PTs and a lot of PT clinics because, you know, man, I've been doing this a long time. And unfortunately, there are some within our profession, I say some meaning many, I'm just trying to be polite, that are acting more as technicians instead of clinicians, you know, that are, you know, I'll take it back. You know, there was a time where I used to change tires for a living, and you know, I've done a lot of jobs. And changing tires is pretty damn easy, you know. Jack the car, unscrew the lug nuts, pop the tire off, pull the stem. So for those of you that change tires, you know what I'm talking about. Pull the stem, pop the rim, you know, loosen the tire, and then I'll put the new one on. Well, you got to put the stem on first, right? But it's basic. It's instructional, right? You can teach that, and then no matter what car you see or what tires you have, it's essentially the same instructions. AI is going to start taking those technician jobs. How does that relate to PT? There are some patients that'll go into a PT clinic and you're going to get 3 sets of 10 of everything that everybody else is doing. There is nothing that makes you unique as a patient. There is nothing as a therapist that makes you unique as a therapist because you're giving everybody the same program. And that's awesome if they all have the same problem. And you've heard me say that before. If they have the same problem, then sure, why not give them the same program? But not every patient is the same patient. And that's where the problem comes in with AI. AI will not have the ability, at least not early, to empathize, right? If AI can fix somebody's problem in 3 to 4 weeks, that person shouldn't be in physical therapy. And so if it's interrupting our profession in that fashion, awesome. I'm all for it, right? Because we, like, theoretically, we've been trying to move in that direction anyways, right? We've got, like, the Start Back screening tool, which is really meant to weed out those people that don't need therapy and find those people who might need more than just therapy. And so if we can use AI to start weeding out those people who don't need therapy, then the patient walking through the door is definitely a patient that should be in front of us. Right? Because they would have already gotten better with time, or they would have already gotten better with rehab. I'm going to use that term because it's very generic. They would have gotten better with rehab without being in front of a specialized clinician. And really, I think what makes us special is not the program that we give, not the home exercise program that we give. It's the problem solving around the problems that arise once we give the home exercise program. You know, so for instance, accountability, right? So let's say that I gave a patient on day one an exercise that seemed to reduce their symptoms and abolish their symptoms, turn their symptoms off, and like they walked out pain-free, right? And I didn't have to do anything to the person. I just had to give them something to do on their own. And AI could do that, right? That's awesome. But then the patient comes back in day two and they say, oh, I still have the same pain, and I asked, did you do the exercise? Patient says, no. That's where my job starts, right? Why not? How can I get this to become part of your day? Let's walk me through your day and let me figure out how I can fit this into your day. And if I can't fit this into your day, now can I adjust my plan to make sure it fits your day? even though it's something that I may want to do, is there an alternative that I can produce, create, that you can now start fitting into your day? And this becomes important, right? Because this is where our job really starts. It's not blaming the patient that you couldn't get it in. It's maybe I didn't listen well enough on the first day to give you something that you could have actually done. Well, now on day two, there's going to be accountability on both of our ends, because we're going to problem solve this together and figure out what you can do. Because, you know, let's face it, on day one, you know, we're not gods, right? We've got a time limit in order to get everything in based off of the environment that we're working in. And we got to hope that we fit everything in and we solved the puzzle as best as we could on the first day. And if we didn't, then day two comes in, and that's where, you know, we problem solve a little bit more together to figure out why things didn't work. And if they didn't work because you couldn't fit it in, again, I have to problem solve that. And we have to problem solve that together. And I don't think that AI is going to have that capability yet. I say yet because we might get, we might get replaced by the robots, in order to empathize and problem solve. And I think that that feel is where we are going to be far superior to the robots initially, is making patients feel something, feel accountable, feel successful, feel heard, right? Empathizing with, you know, sometimes that injustice that may have happened with that patient. And I think that as long as we can do that, that we're not replaceable. At least, you know, not until AI can do that. And if you're not doing that, then we should be replaced, right? If I'm not doing that on a daily basis, I should be replaced. And again, just walk me, you know, think about a regular clinic. Patient comes in and they might get 20, 30 minutes FaceTime with the patient or with the therapist, and there might be an aide running the rest of the session. That aide is unskilled, right? If it's unskilled to begin with, why should we worry about something that may be unskilled giving the patient a rehab program? Hell, it's what we're doing in the clinic. Well, not me personally, but it's what we're doing in the clinic as a profession. You know, when you've got therapists that are saying they're seeing 20 patients a day in an 8-hour day, no, they're not. They're not treating 20 patients a day. They're working with the patient for a very short period of time and then letting that patient either work independently or work with an aide. I got no problem with the robots replacing that. Please do it faster. Shit, I'm trying to get rid of that stuff out of the profession for the past 15 years. If the robots can do it in a couple of years, I'm all for the robots providing rehab and start to weed out the, you know, the bottom feeders. And I'm for that in any profession. So yeah, those are my 2 cents on AI from based off of what I'm hearing right now. Should we be afraid of it? I don't think so. I think Macho Man Randy Savage, ooh yeah, the cream will rise to the top. And I think that's going to happen in our profession. The cream will rise to the top. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. And that cream that rises to the top is not replaceable by AI, at least not yet. Thanks for listening.